This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The makers of movies, music, and books have been battling pirated versions of their works for years. The producers may not be winning the war, but at least they have the law on their side. Fashion designers are also plagued by cheap imitations of their creations. Designers, on the other hand, have had little legal recourse, but that may be about to change. New York Democrat Charles Schumer has introduced the Design Piracy Prohibition Act in the Senate. A similar bill has been under consideration in the House since last year. Stephen Lindner says the legislation is unnecessary. Lindner is a faculty member at the Design and Management Program at Parsons, the new school for design in New York. He's also a consultant to the fashion industry. His current clients include Donna Karan, Chanel, and Zac Posen. Stephen Lindner is in our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Welcome, Leanne.
Thank you. Aren't there already trademark protections in the fashion industry?
Absolutely. And one of the problems with Senator Schumer's law is one of practicality and logistics and enforcement. My niece was visiting from out of town. She wanted to eat in Little Italy, and we were walking along Canal Street. And in a six-block area, we were approached 40 times by individuals on the street, whispering under their breath as we passed, Chanel, Prada, Coach. And my niece was going, Uncle Stevie, what is that? And I said, well, let's go and see. And we picked one of these people at random who took us to a back alley and into a third floor walk-up and showed us this whole line of all the most exquisite designer bags.
These were knockoffs that you were looking at.
Yes. And my 12-year-old niece, when she felt the Chanel bag, she said to me, this isn't leather. She's 12 years old, and she knew it wasn't real. But you can see it's a plastic bag with horrible workmanship, the stitching. The lining was undone in parts of it. So you were getting a $35 bag for your money. I do want to say that these bags should not have the Chanel identification, logos or branding, or the special unique trims. You should not be allowed to copy these things. But I just don't think that this is a priority in our needs right now. So Mr. Schumer has Senator Schumer has some great and lofty notions, but we can't even enforce what's on the books now.
And what's on the books now are protections for like logos or ornamentation, but not for the entire design.
Correct. Correct. First of all, if this law was passed, there are over 10,000 manufacturers in the United States of apparel. And when you think about the number of seasons and lines that have to be produced, at what point would a garment be copyrightable? When it's actually sketched on a design pad? When the first draping of it is made? Or when it's in the retail store? And then I ask, who is going to approve the copyright? Who could say what's truly original? Fashion has been evolving for hundreds of years. There is nothing totally new. Everything is an evolution of something before. So who is going to check these millions of garments each year that are going to be applied for copyrights? This is really a victimless crime that isn't hurting. It isn't hurting anyone.
You call it a victimless crime, but couldn't designers be considered victims?
Well, if it's not their consumer, their customer, if they're not losing revenues, then I would say no. If somebody wants to produce a fabric that's made of plastic in a shoddy factory and sells for $35, you are not hurting Chanel. You are not hurting. It's just a completely different customer. The only problem would be if the product in the store is counterfeited and that the luxury brands are losing sales because it's not their product being purchased. But that's not happening. Designers have big egos. That's part of what makes them creative. And what happens is that they feel, I don't want someone to take my beautiful $7,000 gown and somebody make a $300 knockoff. But it's not in the same beautiful silk fabrics that a Zac Posen would do. It's a polyester knockoff, poorly made for a woman who wants that look, the look of what is in style, but can't afford the original. Now, she wasn't going to buy a Zac Posen anyway, so how is it hurting them?
And the proposed legislation, you say, would be very difficult to enforce.
Yes, ma'am. I believe in the total protection of an individual's intellectual rights. I had a fashion manufacturing company, ARS Concepts, for a number of years, and every time I had a hot garment, people knocked me off. That's competition. That's what America and capitalism is. If somebody could make it better than me, and that's what they want, I have to figure out how to do it better myself. That's the way this country runs, that if somebody can make something cheaper than you and copy you, then you have to come up with something new or you have to do it better. I mean, the whole basis of our capitalistic system is that everybody is allowed to compete.
Stephen Lindner teaches in the Design and Management program at Parsons, the new school for design in New York. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Leanne.